The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
While it might seem like Christmas is in the shops right now, some WA retailers are pretty worried about what's up ahead, specifically come December. Joining me now is marketing analyst Barry Urquhart. Barry, you've got some really interesting results on a local online survey about retailers. What can you tell us?
Well, I think that at the moment, a lot of small businesses in particular, and this was the 320 correspondents and respondents in metropolitan Western Australia, saying they are very concerned about the pending traditional peak Christmas trading period because they're not sure whether it will be a peak trading period and then more particularly, to what degree.
Yeah, wow. And in terms of because things like JobKeeper and JobSeeker will start to be wound back from next week?
Those are contributing factors. It's all the unknown. Yeah. Jenna, let's put this into perspective. Traditionally, now that's precluding, the onset of the pandemic. If you and I had been speaking this time last year, I would have been confident to say that a majority of West Australian retailers would make 100% of their profit from Black Friday through to Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Now this year, that would mean Friday the 27th of November to the Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, mm-hmm. is a period where most people make 100% of their annual profits. Now, this year, it is all up in the air, and people are saying, well, what is going to be the demand? What's going to be the turnover? How much inventory do I need to have? How many staff do I need to employ? Why must I be advertising? Should I be cutting it back? It's all the imponderables that are very fundamental to them shaking and maintaining control of their business and their cash flows.
Inventory is a really interesting aspect that you mentioned there, Barry, in terms of are we going to have enough stock if people do wish to go shopping during the Christmas period?
Therein lies the great dilemma, because traditionally May, June and July are the peak periods where people go overseas to buy and place order for their stock, and the stock starts to arrive somewhere in the order of the 1st to the 31st of October. Now, there are many retailers holding off saying, well, I think we might just run down the stock, let's wait for the purchase. But of course, lead times and overseas shipping arrangements are very fractured at the moment, and so there's a whole element of risk. And of course, when people walk into a retail store and there are empty shelves, and there have been instances of that in Melbourne recently with some of the discount department stores, there's shock, horror, and they go back into a mental siege of mentality saying, hold on, is this panic all over again?
Yeah, indeed. Well, I guess when we see the results from massive retailers like Myer and David Jones look to be so fraught, how are West Australian small businesses feeling, considering we're hearing the message from the federal government to say, look, you can maintain your JobKeeper payments if you hire more staff, but are they worried that they may not have a business come December 2021?
Well, I think therein lies the great dilemma. Now, this is a disturbing analysis because this is the people making an assessment of their own fortunes and futures, where 28% of the respondents said they did not anticipate to be trading in about 15, 16 months' time in December 21. And more particularly, an additional 15%, therefore a total of 43% of people question the prospect for them being in operation in September 23, just 3 years down the track.
Wow. Now, what is the business community feeling about the border closure? Is it having an impact on their bottom line?
Overwhelmingly, in Western Australia, they are endorsing McGowan, the government, and the policies of hard border. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly enough, some are more concerned about the circumstances in Melbourne mm-hmm. than the consequences of the hard border. They're saying, look, the infectious mentality, we're Australia-wide, we lose our confidence and perspective, that is a greater concern. So, by and large, people are saying in business, they endorse the hard border. Now, the exception would be tourism and hospitality, who have said, well, we accept it, but we want an early reduction or removal of that type of situation so that we can get back to some sense of normality.
Yeah, indeed. With, I guess, the summer holiday period coming up, Barry, what are accommodation providers and tourism operators telling you? Is it going to be pretty tough to get a hotel room or jump on a tourist operation come December?
This is a two-paced economy, Jenna, and it's a fascinating situation. And, of course, we can't go back and say, well, the future is going to be a linear progression of the past. What was last Christmas like and what was the Christmas before like? I think the evidence in more recent times when we have opened up within the state and say more tourists are coming in, there is an increased demand for accommodation and mobility, so caravan parks. And you've got to remember this. A lot of people don't. A lot of overseas and interstate visitors, when coming into Western Australia, stay with friends and family. And yet the biggest sector is within tourist parks, and that's caravan parks, but not necessarily dragging a caravan behind them in the vehicle. It's going into chalets and on-site vans. Now, that's one thing. Where people are kind of confident that they will get people coming into their communities, whether it's in the Wheat Belt, whether it's in the Southwest, the Great Southern or up in the, you know, the Midwest of Geraldton and the like, they will get accommodation. The problem that those communities have, the people then aren't going out and then expending on tours and experiential learning circumstances or dining out. They're inclined to favour service departments whereby they can prepare their own meals and save money, because money is still a big proposition in the minds of many people and their confidence level.
Indeed. Well, Barry Urquhart, that's some fascinating research out today. Look forward to chatting to you as we careen headfirst into Christmas trading period, probably in November. Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus, thank you so very much for your time.
Thanks, Jenna.